Hello?
Hey, you. It's me.
Who?
If we don't get the money in 1 hour, the girl dies.
What?
Got it. Good.
But wait.
Hi, Tyler. Are you on the phone?
Good.
I have a project for you. I need you to do a redo on the Carson account for me, please. You know, spreadsheets, graphs, PowerPoint, the usual deal. I have a presentation in 1 hour. Can you get that done for me? Great. Thank you.
Sure. Right away, Mrs. Gardenholm. Hello?
Do you have the money yet?
What? No!
You've got 53 minutes.
God damn it. Oh, forget it. Just forget it. Hello?
And Tyler, I need you to change the font to something other than Times. Carson hates Times. Use a sans serif. Thank you.
Sure, sure. No problem. No problem. Oh. You've got to be kidding me. Don't crash. Don't. Shit!
This is Marty.
Hey, Marty, it's Tyler. My computer just froze.
Join the club, pal. The whole network just went down.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I'm a professional. I don't kid. Should be fixed in an hour.
But I don't have an hour. Hello?
You have 45 minutes.
Look, you must have the wrong number. I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
You can drop the money in the mailbox on 3rd and Prescott.
Ugh! Hello?
I need the fonts to be 10.5 point, not 10. Thank you.
Okay, fine. We can do this. I'll just do it on my laptop, which means I'll have to start from scratch. But I can still be done in 39 minutes.
Hey, Ty. Can I run a diagnostic on your sick little puppy there?
I thought it was the network.
Well, it is. It's not connecting to your machine.
So, mine's the only one that's not working?
No, yours is just the only one that's frozen.
Hello?
You don't think we're serious, do you?
I...
Maybe this will change your mind. Talk!
Help me, please! They're gonna kill me! Help!
Shut up! You have 32 minutes.
God damn it! Hello?
And no cyan in the charts. Carson hates cyan. Change it to periwinkle. Thank you.
Hello? Hello? My phone's dead.
Maintenance.
Huh?
They'll be down for maintenance until closing. Didn't you read the email?
Email?
You gotta check that now and then. Your computer's working now.
Great. Maybe I'll get some peace. Oh. Hello?
You have 25 minutes.
How did you get my cell number?
Bring us the fucking money.
That's enough of this.
911.
Hi. This is going to sound crazy, but some guy keeps calling me, saying he's going to kill someone in 20 minutes if I don't give him some money. And I have no idea what he's talking about, and...
Hey, how's it coming, Ty?
Oh, I'm just putting the finishing touches on it, Mrs. Gardenholm.
Super! You have 18 minutes. Thank you.
Shit!
Excuse me?
What? Oh. Look, it's probably a crank call, but, I mean, are there any kidnappings that you know of?
Oh, and Ty, I need a black and white and a color copy of that. Thank you.
I do not have time for jokes.
What the? Hello?
You have 13 lucky minutes left, asshole.
Wait! Operator!
Hello?
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
I'll be in the conference room, Ty. See you in 10. Thank you.
Shit! God damn it, fuck you! Jesus Christ, son of a... What the hell was that?
Holy shit, we gotta get out of here, man!
What?
A freaking plane practically flew into the building!
Really?
Yeah, it's coming back around, I'm sure! It was trailing a banner that said, "You have 5 minutes! Run, man! Run!"
What the fuck?
Ty, I'm waiting! You have 4 minutes!
Shit! Oh, fuck it! I'm done! I'm out of here! You can take your job and shove it up your...
Excuse me? You wasn't taking this seriously, was ya?
I...
You was gonna let that poor girl die, wasn't you?
But...
Too cheap and too damn busy for a simple act of human kindness, huh?
But...
Well, Allow me to teach you a lesson you won't have time to forget.
You are tuned to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. Welcome to a special Memorial Day edition of the Sudden Radio Project. Tonight, we'll honor all of those who have died before their time. Like him. What will the body count be for tonight's episode of the Sudden Radio Project? Listen and find out.
She's waking up, great-great-grandpa.
Shh, easy now, Jordan, easy. Don't startle her. She's been out for a long while. It's not an easy procedure to recover from, let me tell you.
What? It's us, great-grandma.
Wake up slowly, Double G Ma. It's okay.
Where am I?
The recovery center. The operation was a success.
Was it?
Piece of cake.
The RoboDoc said it was one of the easiest he's ever done.
No complications at all.
But I can't feel anything. I can't move.
Oh, that's so you don't whack yourself upside the head when you wake up. Not to worry, my dear. Everything's just fine.
Oh, what time is it? What day is it?
Monday evening.
Memorial Day.
Really?
Sure enough.
Well, it seems rather ironic that I, who have given so little, should awake to find myself still alive on a day honoring those who have given so much. I don't know that I'm worthy.
Aw, oh, great-great-grandma.
Yeah, now, what kind of talk is that? You wouldn't want their sacrifice to be in vain, would you?
I suppose not.
I'm sorry, great-great-grandma. I forgot you had friends who died in the second-to-last World War.
That's all right, dear. You know, we visited the memorial when we went to Bush Dad in 2019.
Uh-huh, right after Iraq became the 51st state.
That's right. Yeah.
There was so much to see there. Abu Ghraib University.
SUV Square.
Shock and Awe Stadium.
Mission Accomplished Amusement Park.
The Arab Museum.
You've heard of Arabs, haven't you, Jordan? They were a semi-civilized yet primitive people, kind of like Aztecs or the Mayans.
I'm not a kindergartner, great-great-grandpa. I know all about how they're
atavistic.
Atavistic beliefs led them to commit mass suicide in the name of jihad.
Good word, Jordan.
Iraq is the second largest oil-producing state in the country, second only to Saudi America, the 53rd state.
And you know how we got that, don't you?
Oh, please don't start with the war talk again.
But what a better day to tell the young people about how Uncle Sam brought planet-wide peace and prosperity following his glorious victory in the final World War.
Are they still planning to bring all our boys home next year?
Oh, that's what Georgie the Fifth is saying. Yeah.
I thought it was Jeb the Third's idea.
Well, now, I don't know.
Knock, knock.
Hey, Pop.
Well, good afternoon, Sonny.
Sorry I'm late. The retinal scanner was down, so they had to probe me. Hmm. How's the head doing?
Dad.
Just wait till you've had your torso removed. You won't be so callous.
Torso? Looks like they took the whole body to me. You doing okay, Cranium?
At least this cranium can still think, but you probably can't relate to that.
Well, I'm glad to see they didn't remove your funny bone, Tin Mom. But before you wander off in search of your heart, I have some very exciting news, if you all can keep a secret. Can you?
Oh, sure can.
You betcha.
Absolutely.
Are you sure?
Oh, come on.
Cut the suspense.
Jeez, Dad.
Okay, okay. My bid for a berth on the W shuttle was accepted. Our family is going to be among the founding fathers and mothers of the Republic of Mars.
That's awesome.
Super duper.
Excellent work.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll be just like the pioneers of the Old West.
Well, without the Indians.
Aren't there some Martians that we can conquer?
Oh, I am going to miss my garden, though.
Don't worry, Ma to the Third Power. I hear the Mexicans can do wonders with that red soil.
And we're going to miss out on the rapture, too. Doggone it.
Well, you're welcome to stick around on this rotting rock if you really want to.
Oh, I think we can allow the meek to inherit the earth. They deserve it after all.
Will we still be able to watch the Left Behind reality show on Mars?
Sure. And we won't have to worry about living it up there either.
And there'll be no liberals, no feminists, no homos, enviros, pinkos, vegetarians, multiculturists, or naderites to wreck everything like they have here.
Which is why it is imperative that no one outside this room finds out that we're going. We don't want any illegal immigrants tagging along, if you catch my drift. Hey, Doc.
Greetings, everyone. I see you have awakened, Mrs. Billet. How are you feeling?
A bit strange, actually.
Like you are having an out-of-body experience, perhaps? Ha ha ha. Just a little torsoectomy joke, Mrs. Billet. Let me activate your nerve circuit so you can fully inhabit your new body. Can you move your arms, Mrs. Billet?
Yes.
Good job. Good.
Way to go, Graham.
Can you lift your legs?
I can.
Yeah, see how easy it is?
Can you sit up?
No trouble at all.
What did I tell you?
Would you like to try getting out of bed and walking around a bit, Mrs. DeLay?
Well?
You can do it.
You bet.
Oh, okay.
Easy, does it?
Yeah, one foot in front of t'other.
I'm walking. I'm really walking.
Yeah, you see how easy that was?
Yeah. Great.
I feel like a new woman.
You ain't seen nothing yet, Doc?
I was getting to that. Before I go, Mrs. DeLay, we need to check the function of your new genitals.
Her what?
Come here, Mr. DeLay. Squeeze your wife's breast, please.
Oh, my. They're heavenly.
I made sure they gave you top of the line, honey.
You're so thoughtful.
Now caress her vagina.
Oh,
gross.
This is not right.
Next, stroke her clitoris. And finally, I need the two of you to engage in sexual intercourse, please.
Oh, yeah!
You are welcome to leave the room if you like, sir.
You don't have to ask me twice. Old people getting busy with their real bodies is disgusting enough. I'm out of here.
Wait for me, I'm too young for porn.
Find your watch, honey?
Huh?
Your watch. Wasn't you tearing up the place looking for your watch?
Yeah, not like it keeps good time. It's just my wife's kid give it to me. That's all. If I showed up without that watch...
I ain't beefing it, being a gift and all. Gifts, now I understand. Means something to you, don't it?
That's enough. I was square with you right from the start.
You're kind of strange today. Last night, too. What's got into you?
Me? Oh, nothing. Maybe I got a little itch I need to scratch.
It's not like Janet would ever let you go off with me anyhow. She'd chase us down to the ends of hell. I'm damn sure I don't know what you see in her. She's like one of them big streamliner trains out of Chicago. I've been on one once. Nothing but power. And she's meaner than a sock full of broken glass.
Let it alone, Phil. She's got her tender side, don't we all? Even you. She treats me real good when you're not around. She always lets me come back.
She get them pearls for you?
Yeah, but it ain't just the stuff, you know? I feel like, she looks after me, all right? She takes extra special care of me, you know? I ain't wanting for nothing. Her ranch is really peaceful, too. Nice to be out of town, surrounded by all them hills and trees and the horses, too. Peaceful, too. Just the same. I itch.
Kind of chatty today, huh?
What's it to you? Your bus will be hauling out in half an hour. You'll pay the hotel bill. I'll sneak by the front desk 5 minutes later with my little overnight, like always, like a routine. Like washing up the dishes, right? I'll wait. And you'll be back when? In July?
Well, I don't know. My schedule, it's
hard to say. Can it, you dumb lug? I never asked for nothing but a roll in the hay for the few days you blew into this dirt hole every couple of months. I don't need to know nothing. I like it that way. I wished I didn't know about your family. Don't try to kid me, see?
They still have a payphone in the lobby?
We always use this hotel. What, getting weak in the head?
I'll be back in a few minutes.
Get me a cup of joe and a sinker, will you? There's a lunch wagon round the corner on Maple. I'm rumbling.
Yeah, sure.
He wants her to stay. You can feel it. Why doesn't he say what he means? Why doesn't he tell her? I think he would say something to her.
Listen, Thelma, it's not that you ain't fun. You're plenty of laughs, honest. I get a kick out of you. I think you're more fun than...
Knock it off. I don't want to hear this shit, Phil. Don't you have a bus ticket in your suit coat? Something different about us that day. I heard them big, heavy clunkers tramping down the stairs, and they seemed real far away. Something odd. Different. I mean, we was just having a fling, you know, and it was all right. But I thought it wasn't no big top.
Long distance, please. Yeah, Racine, Wisconsin. Budwin 5-830. Yeah, I'll wait.
Say, Ralphie, who's that guy?
In the leather chair.
No, in the telephone booth. Big mug. Eight pans. Nice suit. Socks with clocks, burgundy wingtips, pencil mustache, brown broad-rimmed Stetson.
You should be the dick. Your memory is better than mine. Him? One of those traveling salesmen, I figure. He blows into town every 3-4 months, shacks up here with company, if you get my meaning, and then takes off. Pays his bill, says hello, don't mess up the room. Why?
I don't know. He's quiet, don't smile. That kind gives me the creeps. This is the first time I've seen him since I come on days. Harmless, I guess. I mean, he ain't like the guys we get on the night shift. I'd be scared of working nights if it wasn't for Bernard.
Safe with Bernard? Bernard's tough as soggy meatloaf.
Hello, Hotel Samovar. Front desk. Yeah. Yeah. You'll have to talk to the manager on that one. Yeah. Mr. Fortman. No. He's out. Hard to say. You want to leave a message? Yeah. Okay, sport. You betcha. Goodbye. Anyway, like I was saying, days is the bee's knees. Sunshine and less creeps. And the old man ain't so liquored up when I get home, too. Almost like the old days, sometimes. You ever had your throat cut, Ralphie?
What? What? Glenda? What the hell are you talking about?
Oh my gosh, Ralphie. I don't know what came over me. I mean, Where in the hell did that come from? I just said it, is all. I didn't mean nothing.
You got something against me?
Her story. She lives with her drunken father. Mother dies when she's a kid. She'd leave him tomorrow if she had any money. Feels stuck, waiting for love to take her out of her boredom. Do you believe it? Do we?
Me? No, hell, Ralphie. I don't even really know you. It just came into my head, honest. I just had these words come into my head and I said something with them and that's it, Ralphie. On my mother's grave.
Listen, Ruthie. We've been all over this a dozen times. Can't you listen to reason? Your sister said what? Yeah. Yeah, and what? She did. Oh, she did she? Well, no. She's wrong and you're wrong. That ain't the way we planned it, see? No, I got it all figured, I told you, and I can't get at it now. We got to stick to the plan, kid. No, Ruthie, don't do this. Can't you see what you're doing to me? Your sister is going to gum up the whole works, and we're all going to slam her without a cent. I'm not going to spend my time in the pen. If we want to see any dough, we have to follow the plan. Lay low. We got to lay low. And besides, there's Carl. It's his keister, too. If he finds out you told your sister, well, it wouldn't be so good for her. Of all people, you tell the blabbermouth of North Racine. Why couldn't you keep a lid on it? What? Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. But Ruthie. Yeah? Oh, what? No, tell me. What? Spill it. What else?
The bus pulled out at 1:30. I heard it. I figured he was on it. Naturally. I felt sure he was on it. Had a kind of feeling I would never see him again. His stuff was still in the room, but that don't mean nothing. Except for the $300, it was all crap. Clothes out of the Roebuck. I nabbed the dough. Figured it was kind of a going away present. Hey, Mac, you got a fire escape here?
Fire escape? What you want with a fire escape? Yeah, don't see no fire. Funny thing, wasn't a fire escape and there ain't no fire.
Hey, listen, bub, I paid my bill, see? But I don't want to run into my old man in the lobby. Get it?
Don't know. Yeah, sounds kind of fishy to me. Maybe I ought to call the manager.
Maybe $5 would take away the stink?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it would at that. Maybe 10.
Excuse me.
I'll be with you in a minute. Will you shut up? For the 10th time, I just opened my yap and out it came. I never thought about cutting nobody's throat. Ralphie, Jesus, what am I? Ralphie, what's that? Coming out of the bottom of the telephone booth.
The bottom of the what?
Oh my God.
Holy mackerel. Glenda, that's blood.
Look at that. Oh
it's blood
God.
Spilling out from under the door. It's blood. Christ sakes, blood. Call Captain Murphy and Doc Flanders.
Don't open the door, Ralphie, don't.
Stop staring, Glenda. Do it.
Hot out here. Jesus. Worse every year. Hey, who are you, honey? What gives? What are you doing on the fire escape?
He loved you, Thelma. That's why he couldn't tell you. How could he?
I don't get you, honey. Loved? Then he really left me, huh?
Here. He left this for you.
A letter? A letter? He left me a goddamn goodbye letter? What a goddamn has-been. Who the hell do I look like? A goddamn starry-eyed Bobby Soxer that I want some so long Sally letter from this schlum? Not on your tin-type laughing boy. I ain't no dupe.
Did you know he had a son?
What of it? Jensen. About 2 years old, I think. What's it got to do with me? Had? What you mean, had?
2.5 years old. Take the envelope, if you will, miss.
And what if I don't?
Is it important that she knows how? That we know? She'll figure it out in time. Do you believe it? I'm not sure, but I don't want to explain it in detail. She's got a chiffon scarf with yellow and brown autumn leaves on it. Beautiful. Was that your idea?
Just take it. Take it.
Guess it don't hurt nothing, but it rubs me the wrong way. Get me? I deserve better. I treated him like a goddamn duke and jumped through his hoops like a carny seal. I deserve a lot better, believe me. Hey, did you see this postmark? It ain't right. It can't be right. Maybe they made a mistake down there at the post office.
His son Jensen is 2 now. Would be about 18 years old in 16 years. Do you see? 16 years.
What did you say? 16 years? You're off your nut.
You dropped your bag.
This is some kind of gag, right? He put you up to this, right? It's like a real stamp and a real postmark, but how can it be real, huh? Answer me, babyface.
It's no gag, Thelma.
It weren't no gag. But it was to laugh. Guess what I done? I didn't open the damn thing. I was waiting for the postmark date. That weren't easy, believe you me. I could feel the key inside, but God help me, I found some willpower, something.
He loved you, Thelma. Loved you.
Got a funny way of showing it. Hey, hey, where'd you go? Hey!
Glenda, nice day. See your grape hyacinths are starting to bloom.
Hi, Mr. Wong. We planted them last year. We wasn't sure they'd come up again.
Can't keep some good things down, Glenda. Some things have got to bloom. Here, mostly bills today, but got a heavy one for you, too. Triple stamps.
For me?
Not addressed to you, no, but maybe for you both. Gift, maybe. Well, you have a nice day now. Spring is coming, Glenda.
You too, Mr. Wong. Hellos to Mrs. Wong for us, okay?
Thank you, Will.
What's yours, lady?
Give me a cup of Java and one of them donuts there.
There were two. It doesn't matter. There was only one. Thelma kept it in a cigar box. Over time it faded. The whole letter. Like ink fades. And by the time it was gone from the cigar box, it arrived in the post. Red.
Glazed?
Glazed will do, yeah.
Cops came down on the place like locusts. I couldn't take it no more. I swiped Fortnum's bourbon from the office and went out to the alley. Could have hit me with a train, you know? Didn't notice nothing. Then, something. Birds stopped, maybe. No cars. Red and black shoes, stiletto heels, nylons with seams on erotic gams. I looked up, standing in front of the sun. Couldn't see her face, shape of her hat. Felt like I knew she was coming. Had a small suitcase in her hand. Going someplace.
You all right, kiddo? How about a swig?
Help yourself, sister. It ain't doing me no good. I just seen something awful. My life is in the dumper.
Mind if I pull up some curb?
Free country, ain't it?
Here, you need this more than I do.
I saw the most horrible thing happen.
Come here, sweetie. Give me a hug. What's your name, kiddo?
He kept a diary, did you know that? He had everything planned, everything laid out for years and years. Had the box, set it up with a lawyer, on the QT, so Mom, you know...
Phil, Why didn't he tell me? Kept it all to himself, the lug. And then...
That's all right, honey. Where would we have been if he came clean?
Each time he came back from one of those trips, he'd fill pages and pages of diary paper about you. He wasn't too articulate, but he watched you, you know, like a salesman or a writer watches. And he noticed every little intonation or inflection you made. Every move he put down in the diary. I felt like I knew you. I felt close to you. I felt like I loved you like an aunt or something. He made me feel like I had to take care of you. Like I had to take care of you over all those years.
More tea.
Yes, thank you. And another one of those biscuits, too, if you please.
Or are you itching for something stronger?
Where do you hang your hat, Jensen?
Yes, ma'am, I would. I live here, in Reading. Of course, after all this time when I found that you two were here, where else could I live?
And you said you're...
An accountant. Ironic, I think. But I've had to keep information adjusted and logically organized since I was 15. Makes sense, sort of.
I'm going to get a sweater. It's chilly in the afternoon. Sun's on the other side of the house.
She's a lizard, you know? Not happy unless there's steam in the air.
Oh, go on. Thelma might be cold, too. But she won't admit it. She's a kidder, that's all.
Phil must have loved me awful to leave all that money to me. Changed our lives. He changed everything. We wouldn't have had the hat shop or nothing. We ran away with $300. Eureka, California, we went. Damn! He must have loved me something awful. What did he say? What kind of things did he say about me in that diary of his?
How am I supposed to work there now? Can't go back in there after all that blood. What's Pop gonna say? It's awful. It's awful.
Something damn cute about you, sister. Too cute to be shedding salt water. Listen, I tell you what. Have you ever been on a train, Glinda? I'm coming. Hello? Hello? Oh, hello. You. I've been expecting you for 16 years, these past 16 years. Come on in. I'm startled at how much you look like him. I can't believe I didn't see it then. Well, don't stand there like a wood post. Come in.
Is that how? Do we like that? Does she get to know? Get to see you? Maybe. The envelope disappears. Maybe he moves there. Maybe he doesn't look around. Maybe he watches. Maybe Glinda never met her. Perverse. Unkempt for no reason. They must meet. All of them.
I'm startled at how much you look like him. I can't believe I didn't see it then.
We breathe in the dark. The game is dealt in the dark.
Honey, did you get your watch?
Yeah, it's junk. But my wife's sister gave it to me, that's all. They'd get their shorts in a twist if I lost it.
Gifts. Now, I understand. A fella gets a gift, it's real important to you, ain't it?
Thelma, please.
Good. I like that.
I told you the score straight up. Well, what's got into you?
Ah, honey, maybe I got a little itch I need to scratch. Don't you wish sometimes you'd gotten a better hand? Don't you? Sometimes I want to look up at the big dealer and say, right in the middle of the game, say, I'll take two cards, please.
Good. Like that.
Hi. I cooked.
You what?
It's a roast.
I can smell. I thought your slippers were on fire. What did you do to it?
I cooked it. Perfectly. It's on the table. It's ready.
It's ready?
On the table.
And me?
Yes.
Am I ready? I walk in the door and there's a roast. I come home to roasted meat and it's ready? All finished. On the table. Table set?
Yes, table is set.
Table set. I come home. I walk in the door, exhausted from a physics exam, and the table is set. And there's meat, and the table's set, and it's all ready. I suppose there are vegetables.
Yes, veggies and wine, and mashed.
Gravy on the mashed?
Gravy, and rolls.
I come home to find the table set. There's roast, vegetables, mashed potatoes, gravy and rolls. All set on the table? All ready. All set up and ready to eat. And look, two candelabra. All set out and lit. What are you now, the father?
I ironed the napkins, okay? I ironed the linen tablecloth. I polished the candelabra. Just so. I lit the candles. I wanted it all just so. I put out the warming tray to keep it all hot. And the wine. It's a Bordeaux from your favorite region, just so to please you.
Now you're the dad. You are the grand potter. It's a roast, the trimmings, and it makes you the potter. Am I right, potter? Is that it? Is that all?
I cooked. I made it. Wine, perhaps? Here. Smell the cork. Try the wine. It's just beginning to open up. I uncorked this about a half hour ago. Very recently, you see, a new bottle, and it's just beginning to open up. See, it will reveal more of itself as the night goes on. You'll see. It's a complex Bordeaux. It will show more as we eat. It's a perfect complement to the others, the meat, the mash.
Pour me a glass. Let me see.
I'm sure this will please you. I'm sure you'll find this to your liking.
Legs. A little cinnamon. A little sin. Some lavender. Perhaps it will open up. We'll see. Three place settings?
I set three. I followed our aesthetic inclination, the aesthetics of the table at least, demand three. The balance of the table.
Just so, as you said. And yet the table has four sides. Four. Am I right? Is that it? Four.
Three.
So you say. And yet in the room at the table, there could be four. You could put four settings at this table. Four people could sit here. But you could say four.
Three, I said.
I don't know about this wine. I don't trust it. I'm just not sure about this wine. It could reveal some of itself, but I'm not sure it will open up completely. Some, you know, they tell you about themselves early, and some, even by the finish, they still hold secrets. Some never reveal their secrets. The moment is gone, and you never really know the wine. I like a wine that has a little honesty in the bouquet and shows its colors up front. Then you don't have to wonder what unpleasant secrets it will reveal later.
Be reasonable. Practical. One can't predict accurately, not 100% of the time. When you uncork something, you have to take your chances. You can't know what each day will bring.
If you get a bad bottle, a bottle that doesn't compare, a deceitful bottle that betrays you, you'd be a fool to trust that type again, wouldn't you? I mean, you'd be foolish and naive to put your faith into another bottle of wine, the same lying, dishonest wine.
Look, your mother will be home soon. Sip it slowly if you must, but believe me, you will see. It will open up differently before the night is out and seem like a different wine. It'll become comfortable. Okay? You'll see.
Completely? For mother as well? Open up for her too? Will it? Just so. You warm the roast, and so you are the father. You set the table as the father, and it looks like a table set by a father, which, as we know, is a comfortable table. Set for three, though.
Enough.
Not four.
I hear your mother coming.
Maybe we should consult her. The father sets the table for three. Aesthetically, it's pleasing, comfortable, recognizable, traditional. Our intimate tradition. But now, where's the fourth? It's the fourth that's conspicuous. You agree? Felt, but not seen. In the room, but not at the table, yes?
That's enough.
Hi, honey.
Hey, hon.
Smells good. What's that, a roast?
Yes, the father, as a husband could, in your absence, cooked a roast and set the table with aesthetic deliberation.
Oh, it's comforting. After a long day, I must say I find it safe. And you? Your physics exam?
Just so. So. I'd almost forgotten. Here. See if the wine tonight will be to your liking.
Be shy, folks. Cancer, step right up and give it a try. We've got the best cancer money can buy. Cancer. You, sir, might I interest you in some cancer?
No, thanks.
How about for the lovely young couple? It's never too soon for your first case of cancer.
Sorry.
Cancer. Cancer for sale. We've got the best selection in town. What do you say, my good ma'am? You look like you use some cancer in your life.
Emphysema.
Well, why not get a little lung cancer along with it? It'll make it go a lot faster, I can guarantee that.
Oh, pass.
Suit yourself. Cancer! Get your cancer! We got a colon cancer special going on. Two intestines for the price of one. While supplies last. Cancer! Cancer for sale. Oh, here's a man with a need for a disease. What kind of cancer can I get you?
Already got some.
All the more reason to have more. Collect them all, that's what I say. Be the first one on your block to die of every cancer known to man. Wouldn't that be something?
I'll think about it.
Take your time. Our cancer is guaranteed to last a lifetime. Cancer! Cancer for sale.
Hey, man, do you have any organic cancer? This stuff is all synthetic.
Yeah, it's all, like, not real.
Come on, it's cancer. What do you want? Cancer!
Synthetic cancer is totally harsh on your body, man.
You're totally exploiting people, you know.
Cancer is found in nature, not in a bottle.
Hey, I don't recall asking the commune committee's advice on how to run my business. I'm just trying to make a living here. I've got a wife and two zygotes to feed, all right? If you're looking for a granola noma, go to Wild Oats. Cancer!
Let's bail, babe. The stench of this capitalist pig is making me gag.
Totally.
Thanks for stopping by. I hope you die of patchouli poisoning. Cancer! Get your cancer! We've got melanoma, carcinoma, lymphoma, leukemia. More nomas and fomas than you can name, I tell ya. Cancer! Cancer for sale!
Excuse me.
Well, hello, sir. Good day, ma'am. Are one or both of you in the market for a mean metastasizer?
I do believe we are.
Then you've come to the right place. And you might even be eligible for our senior discount. How about that?
We're not looking for just any old cancer, mind you. We want one that expresses who we are to each other.
We've had a great life together.
Yes, we have.
And we'd like our deaths to be just as good, if that's not too much to ask.
Well, you only died once, after all. That's why we only carry the finest cancer money can buy. You look like intelligent, thoughtful folks. What do you say to some brain cancer?
Actually, we lost our son-in-law to that.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
That's quite all right. We didn't much care for him, truth be told.
Always on that cell phone.
Never a moment for anyone else.
Not one.
I take it you had children then?
Oh, yes, 5.
You betcha.
Then how about some cancer of the reproductive organs? A little bout of prostate for you and uterine for the lady. I'll even throw in some ovarian cysts at no extra charge.
Well, that's a nice thought. But our sex life has always been exceptional.
Even now?
Yes, even now. And I'd hate to be deprived of it on the time we have left together.
Understood. Hey, I've got it. How about breast cancer for the both of you? It's not just for ladies anymore. For a good-hearted couple like you, what could be more appropriate?
What do you think, dear?
I'd hate for you to sacrifice your beautiful love sponges.
Oh, you're so precious. But let's face it, hon. They ain't what they used to be.
Well, I'm game if you are.
Let's do it.
I love you.
I love you, too. Let's start dying together.
I love this job. There's nothing more beautiful in this world than two wonderful people sharing a cancer. It almost brings a tear to my eye. Excuse me, let me get your cancer for you.
Oh, isn't he just the sweetest?
I'm so glad we got our cancer here instead of Walmart.
Me too. Do you take Visa?
Absolutely. Thank you. And here's your cancer. A 6-pack of female breasts for the nice lady and a 1/2 rack of male breasts for you, sir.
Thank you.
Would you like to try a dose before you go?
Why, sure. Might as well check the potency.
Yes, indeed. I'll give you a few pointers while we're at it. There are those who like to just slam their cancer doses, but I would encourage you to savor them. You paid good money for it, after all. First, take a nice whiff from the freshly opened bottle.
Nice.
Oh, excellent bouquet.
Pour with elegance and distinction.
I see.
Then swirl it around in your little plastic cup for a moment, admiring the color, letting the cancer breathe a bit. Give another sniff or two if you like, until finally, bottoms up.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Not bad.
I think I'm really going to enjoy this cancer.
I'm sure you will. Have a wonderful day, folks. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yes, thank...
Are you okay, honey?
My chest.
Well, here, let me...
You folks, you just move along now. A little exercise and you'll be fine.
You did this to us.
Help! Help!
Hey, you wanted cancer.
This isn't cancer, it's... It's a coronary. This man's a fraud.
Fraudulent disease merchant.
Help!
Sorry, folks. Booth closing early. Good day.
He sold us heart attacks. We wanted cancer.
Get him! You're a disgrace to terminal illness.
Down in Mississippi where the sugar cane grows, that is home to me.
What do you think you're doing?
Just cuddling. I like cuddling in the morning. So cozy. A girl, a guy, sticky, stringy sheets.
Well, cut it out. Your breath smells like Pier 37.
Oh, what does it matter when there's love?
Love, shmuv. How did you get in here anyway?
You invited me up last night after the bat mitzvah.
Up? We're on the ground floor.
Then I'm in the wrong place.
Are you saying we spent the night together?
Otherwise, how would we be in your bed? If you don't remember, make it up. I played Streets of Laredo on trash can lids for you. You punched me with the doorman. You recited Gunga Din in dialect with a mouthful of capers.
Well, your elbows look familiar. But still, I don't remember your name. Maybe I'm dreaming.
I'm the Turtle Walker. I walked Mrs. Fadelmeyer's Welsh green back. We met on the stairs.
Stairs? I don't have any stairs.
Then I'm in the wrong place. But you like me just a little, don't you?
You look like a basset hound. But then so does Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow? What an insult. What about my riveting glass jaw, my wavy ears, handlebar eyebrows, and I've got ivory white teeth?
Frankly, they're bright as a brand new Bösendorfer. Reminds me of Johnny Weissmuller for some reason. How do you expect me to look at you, especially this early in the morning, before coffee and chocolate mousse?
It's morning?
What do you think that is in the sky, a fried egg yolk?
I'm in the wrong place. I'm supposed to be someplace at nightfall. I gotta go.
Well, take that otter pelt with you. I don't want my neighbors to think I'm a fur trapper. The super won't allow it.
You know, you're cute when you're blunt. I want to see more of you, but not until your hair grows back. Who are those guys?
The Bison Six. I love waking up to a barbershop quartet. Hi, boys.
Hello, Doris.
I thought my name was Beverly.
It was last night. Beverly, you said, as we came out of the hardware store. But then I was Rudolfo last night.
And now?
Just Milton. I'm always Rudolfo on Saturday night.
It must be that I'm always Beverly on Saturday night. I remember you smelled like aqua velva and pepperoni. Your eyes gave me the once-over, like a low-budget car wash. But twice. You whispered stock options in my ear until the mosquitoes came out. I guess Rudolfo was kind of dreamy at that.
Yeah, well, I took a correspondence course. You were pretty luscious last night, too, my little pincushion. For a waitress, you tasted like meatloaf and cream chip beef.
Oh, go on. You'll spoil me. A waitress? You said I was a waitress? I must be in the wrong place. I thought I was a hairdresser.
I'm the hairdresser.
Milton?
Yes.
No, I mean, Milton is a hairdresser?
Of course. Rodolfo is just a gigolo.
Don't say just Milton. Gigolos need love too.
Listen, I don't want you to get any ideas. Last night was fun, and I know I curled your eyelashes, but that was the end of it.
You remember last night?
Of course not. I was drunk. But I wrote on you with a felt-tip permanent pen, which is always a good sign. It's romantic.
What did you write?
We'll turn all the way over.
Okay. What does it say?
It says, "Oh, please, God, no more okra."
What does that mean?
Existentialism, if I have to explain it to you.
Yeah, so this all over the sheets here, this is okra?
If the moon comes a-feelin', I will never complain when I'm walking with my sweetness down among
the... Damn, I forgot to turn off the alarm.
That's okay, it's time to go anyhow. So,
out with it, Bruno.
Well, what about Saturday night?
I told you, I don't remember it.
No, I mean, next Saturday night.
Oh, sure. Why not? I'll meet you by the statue of Jackie Gleason. And don't butter your crotch this time. I'm trying to cut down.
Okay, I won't if you promise to take that razor wire off your bra.
It depends on which one is clean, but I'll see what I can do. Wear your purple cowboy hat so I'll recognize you. Oh, and listen, put the snake on the roof when you leave and be careful not to trip on the stairs.
Stairs? I am in the wrong place.
Little stars are winking, boom, 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 winking down to us from above. We know what they're thinking while we're making love. They're jealous, boom, they're bedoodles of kisses, boom, more than I can explain. When I'm walking with my sweetness.
Thank you.
This has been the Sudden Radio Project for Memorial Day 2006. Contributors to tonight's episode have been Greg Weber, Sharon Mann, Jeremy Metz, Steve Copen, Amy Kelly, Barbara Genovese, Orion Gray, Todd Greblow, and John Severn. With special guest appearances by Daniel Flessis and Aaron Yankee. The Sudden Radio Project will return next month on June 26th. In the meantime, you can enjoy great radio theater on KABU's Radio Theater Hour every Monday of the month. Next week, it's the UBU Hour. On June 12th, it's the listeners. And on June 19th, Gremlin Time. Thank you for listening, and good night.
KBOO 90.7 FM.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha-Cha Club.